Is it a good thing to look back? As the year is coming to a close, it seems a perfect time to reflect and look back on the past year with all its ups and downs. What we learned and what we discovered. Did we meet all those goals we set, like losing weight, starting that blog, exercising, and saving money? Or did we eat just a little bit healthier and let the rest go? I love to look back and scroll through pictures from each month and see how my girls have grown up and remember fun family moments we had throughout the year. I try to evaluate a bit and see what worked and what didn't in my life and even see how I've grown up a bit and hopefully made some changes for the better along the way. Some years, we don't really want to look back. We simply want to shut the door on the previous year and go full steam ahead into the new one. I get it. There have been years in our life that were rough, filled with heartache and struggle, and man, was I ready to move on. Let's end that chapter and turn that page. As I was thinking about the year coming to an end and looking back a bit, it brought to mind a story about a man named Lot and his wife and a time when God gave a very specific instruction to not look back. Jesus even tells us in Luke 17:32, remember Lot's wife. So what happened with Lot's wife? Lot was the nephew of Abraham. And in the book of Genesis, we are told the story of how Lot and his family settled near the city of Sodom, a city which had turned away from God and was known for its wickedness. Gradually, Lot, his wife, and daughters became more and more settled, plugged in, and very comfortable in this ungodly city. And the more they compromise their hearts and minds, we see the closer they get to destruction. God sends angels to see both Abraham and Lot to give them the message that Sodom and the city of Gomorrah were to be destroyed. Abraham pleads for the safety of his nephew Lot and his family. So the angels go to warn them and get them out of the city. In this exchange, we're shown the depravity of this city and even the heart of Lot. But the angels are true to their word to Abraham, and they take Lot and his family literally by the hands and pull them out of the city before it's destroyed. There is one instruction: don't look back. Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Why did Lot's wife look back? Why did she disobey? What was it she didn't want to let go of? Why salt? So many questions. God was saving her family, leading her by the hand out of destruction and judgment, yet still her heart longed for something she was leaving behind. Her eyes were blind to the truth. She had become comfortable in a very sinful place. She had made her home there. Her heart longed more for her sin than her obedience to God. That's why she looked back. The story of Lot's wife is ultimately a reflection of the depraved heart of man, the grace of God to save, and God's ultimate judgment. Turn your heart toward Jesus and stop longing for the sins of your past. When you do, you'll start really seeing the future God has for you. That's the truth. Decide to follow Jesus into this new year. And like the old hymn says, no turning back, no turning back. I'm Lori Klein.